بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ربكم أعلم بما في نفوسكم إن تكونوا صالحين فإنه كان للوابين غفورا.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، ملك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين، آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق بالحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره مقداره العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. ربكم أعلم بما في نفوسكم إن تكونوا صالحين فإنه كان للأوابين غفورا. الله تبارك وتعالى after he has addressed our fate and he went ahead to address what work we should do, and he started by telling us that وَقَدَيْ رَبُّكَ أَلَا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And he came with the importance of parents. Then he is now going to end with your parents. رَبُّكُمُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا فِي نُفُوسِكُمْ. رَبُّكُمُ, your Lord that educated you and trained you to this stage, أَعْلَمُ is more aware and more knowing بِمَا فِي نُفُوسِكُمْ, with what is inside your heart, what you are holding in your heart. إِنْ تَكُونُوا صَالِحِينَ, if it is good what you are holding in your heart, he knows. فَإِنَّهُ كَانَ لِلْأَوَّابِينَ, but Allah, the one that is returning back to him, غَفُورَ, Allah is most forgiving. غَفَارُ, غَفُورَ, we saw شَكُورَ, كَفُورَ, غَفُورَ, all this is excess to do things to the utmost, utmost limit of it. Why is Allah saying here, إِنْ تَكُونُوا صَالِحِينَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا فِي نُفُوسِكُمْ إِنْ تَكُونُوا صَالِحِينَ, he knows best what is in your heart. If it is riotous, what is in your heart, is it riotous? It is. If it is not, then go back to God. غَفُورًا لِلْأَوَّابِينَ, Awab is the one that is running back to God. When you realize that the part you are in, there is something wrong. Why all this? Because Allah has told you about your parents. He said, وَلَا تَكُلَّهُمَا أُفْ. This word أُفْ, like we said, is just to say, oh, this is something that nobody has control over sometimes. You are, whenever maybe ant just fall on your hand, or something that fall on your hand, you just use your mouth, oh, you blow it away. You don't have control. Before you even think about it, you have done it. The same thing when you are with somebody, no matter how big he is, there are things that if he does, before you know, you have reacted. It is not intentional. So, you are with your parents. These your parents were people that were very strong and they saw themselves as very strong. وَاللَّهُ خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ دُوْفٍ ثُمَّ جَعَلَ مِنْ بَعْدِ دُوْفٍ قُوَّةً ثُمَّ جَعَلَ مِنْ بَعْدِ قُوَّةٍ ضَعْفًا وَشَيْبًا. They felt very strong. Now, Allah has taken them to the stage of kibar. They are now elderly. In their elderly stage now, they are weak. They now depend on you. But they don't want it like that. Whenever an elderly man, is weak, he doesn't want to be weak. And here, why is it that it is parents that have been addressed? Sorry, it is children that have been addressed as to their parents. Because at the time they are elderly, a lot of things they can't do for themselves. Going to the toilet, having to even eat. You don't want a visitor, a stranger entirely. Here, you didn't see Allah addressing nurses, caretakers at home. Because this is what normally happens in the other, with people that are not Muslims. Your parents are elderly, you take them to what you call old people's home for somebody to be looking after them. The people that are looking after them, there is no connection, only money. But you, that is your parents, you are looking after them. Sometimes you forgot that these people were once strong, they are now weak. They do something before you know, why did you have to do this? And they are your parents. And Allah has told you, wala ma ofu. It's Allah. So you must obey what Allah said. Here, you disobeyed Allah involuntarily. Wala tanharhuma. Nahara is for you to reproach somebody, to want to keep him away. Wa amma sa'ila fala tanhar. So here again, Allah has asked you, don't do that. Sometimes they are now dirty. You have to be cleaning and cleaning. Maybe their part of their body is smelly. You have to try. All this, Allah says, have patience. Sometimes you get fed up. All this. Are they forgivable? Forgivable? This is what Allah is asking you. Ask yourself, are they forgivable? Because if Allah said, وَلَا تَكُلْ لَهُمَا أُبْ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا, this is one. Then Allah is saying that, وَقُلْ رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَيَانِ سَكِيرًا. You should continuously be praying for them. They are there now at their old age. When you meet them, pray for them. Then Allah also asks you, وَقُلْ لَهُمْ قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. You should talk nice words to them. Oh, father, this sickness, it will soon go away. Mother, don't worry, this sickness, somebody else had it, it had gone. Don't worry, Allah is taking, will take this thing to be kafara for you. Don't worry, are we not here with you? Say things that are nice, that will not make them feel the weakness. Are you doing all this? Because Allah has said it, وَلَا تَكُلْ لَهُمَا أُبْ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَكُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. These are three things He asked you to do. Then he went ahead, he said, قُلْ رَبِّ إِرْحَمُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِ سَكِيرًا. He said you should say this prayer. Then most important of all, before you do that, he said, وَحْفِدْ لَهُمَا جَنَاهَ الزُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ. وَحْفِدْ لَهُمَا, the wings of compassion, lower it. You know what it means when birds have to lower their wing? Then, not only lower your wing, in humility. You lower it in humility. That's why you find the earlier people, particularly our people, they kneel down to greet their parents. Because they lower themselves in humility. It's a verse of the Quran. It depends on the way you understand it. Then Allah is now asking you, رَبُّكُمُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا فِي نُفُوسِكُمْ. Allah knows what is in your heart. When you, by mistake, said, why did you have to do this? Then you came to realize, quickly say, Allah forgive me. فَإِنَّهُ لِلْأَوَّابِينَ غَفُورًا. Go back and start. وَلَاتَنْ هَرْهُمَا. You came in, maybe you find out he was trying to go and urinate. He's now peeing on the ground. And the place is smelly. Maybe you want to get another. Then you remember that Allah has told me not to do this. Then you go back. فَإِنَّهُ كَانَ لِلْأَوَّابِينَ غَفُورًا. وَحَفِدْ لَهُمَا جَنَاهَ الزُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ. In your own culture, how will your father know that you still respect him? This is somebody, before you see him coming, you run to him. Baba, Baba, he will carry you out of love. This is somebody, before you run to, when you have no money, I'm asked to pay school fees, take. I'm asked to do this, take. Why did you do this? He scolds you. You now find him weak and he is depending on you. Did you still continue to be coming down, kneeling down to greet him, not minding his old age, not mind that you are now feeding him? Then if you fail in this, know that lil awabina gafura. If you go back to Allah, he forgives you. Then are you praying for him? And do you know that what prayer did Allah ask you to pray? Qur rabbi irhamhuma kama rabbayani saghiran. Allah took his own name, Rabb, and gave it to them as alone. Rabbayani. To show you the importance of where you are. So any of these things that we have mentioned now, la takul lahuma uf, wa la tanharhuma, wa kul lahuma qawlan karima, wa hafid lahuma janaha zulim min rahmat, wa kul rabbi irhamhuma kama rabbayani saghiran. Five already. Anyone that you fail here, you have failed. If you fail, quickly go back. ربكم أعلم بما نفسكم. He knows in your mind. In salihin, you intend rightness, but you made mistake. What should you do? Go back to him. فَإِنَّهُ كَانَ الْأَوَابِينَ غَفُورًا. So from here, we have talked about your parents. Is that all? It's only your parents that Allah is going to ask you what to do to and what not to do to? No.
وَآتِ ذَا الْقُرْبَى حَقَّهُ وَالْمِسْكِينَ وَابْنَ السَّبِيلِ وَلَا تُبَذِّرْ تَبْذِيرًا إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينِ وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِرَبِّهِ كَفُورًا.
وآت ذا القرب حقه والمسكين وابن السبيل ولا تبذر تبذيرا إن المبذرين كانوا إخوان الشياطين وكان الشيطان لربه كفورا. Allah now has said, you had parents. After your parents, there is somebody I will ask you to take your attention to. وآت ذا القرب حقه والمسكين وابن السبيل. There are those people, Zal Qurbay, that are close relatives to your parents. Give them their right. Waj Zal Qurbay Hakahu, one miskin. And there are those poor people that are also close to you that you see often. They are poor but not indigent. Give them their right. Wabn Sabil, there are those that once in a while they just come to pass. They are not in their place. Whether they are rich or they are not rich, you don't know. They are visitors, they are strangers, they have come. Give them their right. وَلَا تُبَذِّرْ تَبْذِيرًا. In doing this, don't go into excesses. Don't go into wastes. Here, what is وَآتِ ذَا الْقُرْبَى حَقَّهُ? What is ذَا الْقُرْبَى? What people normally say is, your blood relations, it doesn't stop at that. When you say ذَا الْقُرْبَى, possessors of nearness to your parents, or possessors of nearness to you. Every day you are in your house, your father is there, your mother is there. You will see this person, he will come. That one, he will come. He will say, this is my brother, this is my sister. Some are coming, they are not even his brother, they are not his sister, but you see, always they are with him. These are the possessors of nearness to your father. Even some things they don't, other people don't know about your father, but them, they have a right over you. What right? Follow the right that we have called on the parents now and see where they fall into. It's not issue of just money. It's not issue of just wealth. Even the care that you should give them, the respect that you should give them, the way you should talk to them, because these are people that are near to your parents, that you are always seeing close to your parents and close to you. One miskin, and there are those that are poor. These poor people, they have, but they don't have enough. Sometimes you see them come to your parents will say, ah, come, take this. Sometimes they come, you don't know what they have discussed, but when you see them going, you see them, they go with your parents' dress. Sometimes your parents yourself will even, if themselves will take, say, take this to this, my brother down there. All this, they are miskin that were dependent on your parents. Now that you are now looking after your parents, you too, give them their rights. وَابْنُ السَّبِيلِ. It was your practice that whenever a visitor comes, you find your parents will ask, say, take that cloth, go and spread it on the ground for him to sit down. Go and bring water. Go and bring this. Or, come, you children, you have a visitor, leave that room for him. You are now the one that's an adult. You too do the same thing. وَابْنُ السَّبِيلِ. Because Ibn Sabil is somebody who is traveling. He may be rich where he is, but where he is now, he is not rich. And he comes asking you for hospitality. Be hospitable to him. Wala to bazir. Bazar is seeds that you sow. When you take seed in your hand and you want to sow it, you just throw it. That's bazara. You don't take seed, all of it, in your hand, and when you go, You just pour it in one place. What do? You hold it in your hand. You keep here. You keep here. You keep here. You keep here. This is what Allah is saying. Be conscious of the way you give anything that is coming out of you. If it's money that is coming out of you, be conscious of it. If it's greeting, you are going to greet people, be conscious of it. If it's request, you are going to, if somebody is coming to request from you, be conscious of it. Don't do excesses. Allah does not like excesses. Inna al-mubazirina kanu ikhwana shayatin wa kana shaytan li rabbihi kafura. Why? Excesses is taking a step beyond what is necessary. Like it's going to come at the end, khit an kabira. And who normally does that is Satan that goes excesses. And anybody that wants to go into excess is a brother to Satan. So anybody that comes to you, give what you have to give. Don't show that I am rich, I am this. Somebody comes to you, for example, he's looking for admission. You are the vice chancellor, or you are the registrar, or you are strong in giving admission. Then he has 200. What do you want to read? My son wants to read medicine. You know the cutoff point in medicine probably is 250. So we are the ones there, I'll give him. This is Ibzar. You have gone into excesses. Hakkahu. This is what Allah said. Give him his right. Don't go into excess. You know this one is not his right. Because at this same time, there are people who have scored 250 that are not going to get admission because of where they come from, because of the fact that people are plenty in local government. One local government, you can't give more than one person. Why would you now come and give somebody that you know does not qualify in what has been said? A boy comes to you. You are supposed to give him a gift. You have not given him 100 naira. You take 10,000 at once, you give him. This is Ibzar. Because you are teaching him now to go and squander and be extravagant. Even your own son, you are going to give him money no matter how rich you are. Give him what he deserves to take. We hear somebody like Richard Branson. Is the owner of Virgin Atlantic. All these virgins. Virgin planes, is the owner. If he's traveling, he travels in first class. The children are in economy. He will be in first class with his wife, but the children are in economy. This is what Allah is asking for. These are children. You don't stay in first class where you are paying four times the price of economy and also ask the children to stay there. You work for it. Have they worked for it? So this is what our people don't know. You find here, our rich men, they go, they want to travel, they are in first class. They bring their children and all their family in first class. And this money can transport probably the whole of their village to where they want to go. Let us be very careful. Whatever you are going to do, there is what you call hack. Hack is just the right. Anything above that, don't do it. And this hack depends on also your status. Like Allah is going to tell us as we are going. Everybody has his status. If you see yourself going to excesses, it's Satan now that is prompting you. Wakana Shaitan Lirabi Kapura. Satan fa is the one that denied to obey Allah. He went to excesses in denial. Kafura. Not kafir only. Kafura. So don't also follow him in denying Allah. Allah has told you how to behave.
وَإِمَّا تُعْرِضَنَّ عَنْهُ بِتِغَاءَ رَحْمَةٍ مِّنْ رَبِّكَ تَرْجُوهَا فَقُلْ لَهُمْ قَوْلًا مَيْسُورًا
وَإِمَّا تُعْرِضَنَّ عَنْهُمْ إِبْتِغَاءَ رَحْمَةٍ مِّنْ رَبِّكَ تَرْجُوهَا فَقُلْ لَهُمْ قَوْلًا مَيْسُورًا وَإِمَّا تُعْرِضَنَّ عَنْهُمْ. When you have to turn away from them, when matter turidan anhum ibtagha rahmatin min rabbika, because there is what you are awaiting from Allah out of His mercy. فَكُلَّهُمْ Then talk to them. قَوْلًا مَيْسُورًا Statements that are easy to bear. Here, somebody has come to you. Who? Zalkurbe. A relative. A friend. Your father's friend. Your mother's relatives. Or not that. One miskin. A person that doesn't have. On the street, he's not out begging. He doesn't hold anything begging. But he came specifically to you. Or Ibn Sabil, somebody is just passing. He just said, I have lost, passing through here. I've lost my baggage. I've lost this. He's talking to you. Immediately now, you have nothing to give him. What do you do? وَإِمَّا تُوْرِدَنَّ أَنْهُمْ So if you are going to turn away from them, do you just turn away from them? Why? إِبْتِغَاءَ رَحْمَةٍ مِنْ رَبِّكَ Because تَرْجُوهَا You too, you are desiring from God before you can spend. وَكُلَّهُمْ قَوْلًا مَيْسُورًا Talk to them in a very simple and easy way for them to find it easy on themselves. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he used to give. He is the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah sometimes will give him so much riches, he will give 100 camels to one person. Add another 100. Call somebody, give him 300. Call somebody, give him bowls of gold. Another time comes, he doesn't have, he doesn't know what to do. Like we said here 4 days ago, when people came to visit the Prophet and he saw the level of hunger in them, and you can see he was touched. What do you do? The Prophet himself goes to the extent that he doesn't have, out of hunger he has to tie rope with stone to his stomach so that the intestine will not have way to move for him to get ulcer. All this, riches sometimes is very rich, sometimes is very poor. The time you don't have, this person that is coming, he sees you as somebody who is very big. He doesn't know what you have, what you don't have. At this moment you don't have. What do you do? Don't enter and forget them. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when this happened, he is shy, he doesn't know what to do. He will just enter the house. Then Allah is telling him, وَإِمَّا تُوْرِدَنَّ أَنْهُمْ إِبْتِغَاءَ رَحْمَةٍ مِنْ رَبِّكَ تَرْجُوهَا فَكُلَّهُمْ قَوْلًا مَيْسُورًا Talk to them. Something that will make it easy for them to bear. You have come at this difficult time. Don't worry. Come back tomorrow. There's something I'm expecting. إِبْتِغَاءَ رَحْمَةٍ تَرْجُوهَا إِبْتِغَاءَ رَحْمَةٍ مِنْ رَبِّكَ تَرْجُوهَا There's something you're expecting from Allah. Come. Look at Salman al-Farisi. How the Prophet was gathering gold for him. Gently, gently. Don't worry. We are going to make sure you are free. Don't worry. You are going to make sure you are free. Oh, it is hospital that your people are in. Don't worry. Inshallah, we will look for something. We will assist you. Be saying something that will make him himself to feel good. Not that you just go, he doesn't know what you are in. If it's water you have in the house, bring it, let him drink. Talk to him. Maysura. Innama al-usri yusran. Use something easy for him to bear. If you do that, you have done your own. If finally Allah brings something for you, you call him, take. Which means Allah is expecting you. Whenever somebody comes to ask you for something and the person has hope in you, don't just say, I don't have, go. You don't have. Have hope in Allah. You are seeking and having hope that Allah will give you. Tarjuha, you are having hope. You are begging Allah, you are having hope. When he leaves, go back, stay, pray to Allah. Oh Allah, this person has come to me. He is in need. Me too, I'm in need. Allah, provide my need, provide his needs. Allah, give me, give him. That's why Sheikh Ibrahim Niyaz, whenever you go to him, you want something, he says, sit down. He'll be talking to you. If food comes, he will be taking food with you, drinking with you. He wouldn't tell you why he's asking you to sit down. Suddenly another person will come. Sheikh, I came to bring her there. This is it. He will put it down. Say, you take it. He will not even open it. There are instances people have seen the amount was too much. Say, Sheikh, it's so much. No, it's your own. Ibtiga Ramatim Rabbika tarjuha, that you are in hope of getting. Fakullahum qawlan maysura. Talk to them in a way that it will be easy for them. Your words should be easy. Yesterday you came to ask. Another day you came to ask. One day somebody came to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. As he came, he was asking for food. He was just begging. Said Aisha and the people in the house, they gave him something. He came back, he was begging again. Sir, did I not hear this person begging all the time? Why have you not given him food? Say, we give him another one. They added. After some time again, the Prophet came back, he had the man again still begging. Sir, why? Sir, maybe it's not food he wants, it's money. Go and look for something. You see, don't get annoyed. Don't get tired. Allah is the one sending them. Treat them according to your own level. Don't say you do excesses. Allah does not want excesses. Don't also turn them away. فَأَمَّا سَائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ أَلَّذِينَ إِذَا يُنْفِكُوا لَمْ يُسْرِفُوا وَلَمْ يَقْتُرُوا وَكَانَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ قَوَامًا. Like Allah is going to tell us next. Don't say I'm going to give the person to overwhelm him, for him to know that I am like this. No. You are a khalifa of Allah. وَأَنْفِكُوا مِمَّا جَعَلَكُمْ مُسْتَخْلَفِينَ فِيهِ. Spend out of what we have put you in charge. Every human being you see on this earth is put only in charge. He's not the owner. Even himself, he doesn't own it. So this is how the Prophet does. This is how we are being asked to do.
وَلَا تَجْعَلْ يَدَكَ مَغْلُولَةً إِلَىٰ عُنُقِكَ وَلَا تَبْسُطُهَا كُلَّ الْبَسْطِ فَتَقْعُدَ مَلُومًا مَحْسُورًا.
وَلَا تَجْعَلْ يَدَكَ مَغْلُولَةً إِلَىٰ عُنُقِكَ وَلَا تَبْسُطُهَا كُلَّ الْبَسْطِ فَتَقْعُدَ مَلُومًا مَحْسُورًا. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is now going further. He said, I've asked you to spend. What is al-kurbeha kawal miskina? What is the bill? Wala tu bazir tabzira. What is the meaning of this tabzir? You have so today, you don't have tomorrow. If I ask you, I'm sending people to you. Some I'm sending to test you. So Allah is now telling you, wala tajal yadaka maglulatan ila unkika. Don't take your hand and put it on your neck like this and hold it. Wala tabsutha kullal bast. Don't open it every opening in such a way that there is nothing it can hold again. وَلَا تَجْعَلْ يَدَكَ مَغْلُولَةً إِلَىٰ عُنُقِكَ وَلَا تَبْسُطْهَا كُلَّ الْبَسْطِ فَتَقْعُدَ. Then you finally end up sitting down. مَلُومًا, being blamed by everybody. مَحْصُورًا, then being blamed and being overwhelmed. Here, what is Allah telling us? You have money. You have your need. You have Zalkurbe, your relatives. Whether relatives of Amana, relatives of your friend that are friends, or relatives of blood. And they have their needs. These people are saying that you are better than them and they are coming to you. Will you say, I am supposed to pay my children's school fees. I have to buy food. I have to do this. Then after you count all, look, if I give out anything, I'll be in trouble. Then you keep your hand. Because if you put your hand in your neck like this, can you wear your shirt? You can't wear your shirt. So don't do that. Find out how much can I sacrifice out of this. If I'm going to buy so much meat, maybe let me sacrifice and buy less meat. Since I have relatives, dependents now that don't have at all. Allah is training us so that we should know that always we are not independent. We are interdependent. So when you do that, وَلَا تَجَدْ يَرَكَ مَغْلُولَةً إِلَىٰ عُنْكِكَ. You keep everything to yourself. You don't spend anything. You don't want anybody to have. Yet, everybody see you buy your children cars. You are sending them to expensive universities abroad. They come to tell you that their children cannot pay their school fees and they are in AB. You say, I don't have money. Your children are abroad, they are paying $8,000, $10,000, $10,000. What is this? Don't also open your hand, all of it. Say, kullal bast. It's not, you can open your hand, but kull al-bast, this is what Allah said, don't do. وَلَا تَبْسُطْهَا كُلَّ الْبَسْطِ, don't open it everything, let everybody come and take everything. If you do that, what will happen? You are going to stay in your house now and sit down. Because you cannot go back to do your business. Your money is gone. Then your wife and your children will be blaming you. Our father has not paid our school fees. We are driven home. The other day we see him giving money out to his relatives, giving this in the envelope, giving this, giving that. That Mahsuran, you are now overwhelmed. When the Arabs, they have their camel, and it carries so much load that by the time it came to a place, it cannot stand up to continue. They said, Mahsuran. He had carried too much load. Now, he can stand up again. Sheikh Ahmad Tijani, in one of his advice to one of his students, that was a businessman who had money, he said, be careful how you give out your money. So people will be coming to you because you are in Tijaniya and say, they are my student, and you are also my student. Give me this, give me this. He advised him to follow what Allah has said here. Don't say because they just say they are my students. I will be given until everything is finished. So because Satan will be sending them. Inna shaitana innal mubazirina kanu ikhwana shayatin. Because Satan will be sending them to deceive you, to make you take a wrong step. Then after you take a wrong step, you don't have anything anymore. Since he became the student of Sheikh Ahmad Tijani, he has become poor. This is not it. So, وَلَا تَجْعَلْ يَدَكَ مَغْلُولَةً إِلَىٰ أُنْكِكَ وَلَا تَبْسُطْهَا كُلَّ الْبَسْطِ فَتَقْعُدَ مَلُومًا مَخْسُورًا. That's why Allah is always telling us, أَنْفِكُوا مَا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا أسعها. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا ما آتاها. سيجعل الله بعد أسر يسرا. So if what Allah has given you is small, spend out of it. What He has given you is big, spend out of it. Allah has, like He's going to tell us, but this is how He has asked you to live your life. So always behave like somebody who has a plan. Plan it. If you are on salary, this is my salary. This is the food, kind of food. If I give to my people, I will still have some to attend to my relatives. Don't say I'm spending all on them. If something happens to you tomorrow, who will spend on them? Allah is telling you this. It's what you are giving out now that you are giving to Allah's loan. Man zal lazi yukridu laha qardan hasana. Allah is saying, who will give me loan? All this that is asking you to spend, but it's loan you are giving to God. For ida'ifhu lahu ad afan kasira. And Allah will multiply it plenty. Wallahu yaqbitu wa yabsutu. Allah takes loan from you and make it to be big. Because when you invest your money, the longer it takes, the more profit you amass. So any money you give to Allah, it is being invested. It's enough for you that in this month, if you give something for somebody to break his fast, you also have the reward of his fast. It will not reduce his own bar. You have a relative, he can't pay his school fees. You pay the school fees of his child. All the good work he will do with that, you have the reward. How can you could have done that? So Allah is assisting you to succeed in the hereafter. So wala tabsut hakul al-bast fatakuda maluman ma'asura. Because I ask you to spend, I'm not asking you to kill yourself. Wala tulkubi aidikumu ila tahalukati. I'm not asking you to extend your hand until you perish. No.
Inna rabbaka yabsutu ar-rizqa liman yasha'u wa yaqdir. Innahu kana bi'ibadihi khabiran basira.
Inna rabbaka yabsutu ar-rizqa liman yasha'u wa yaqdir. Innahu kana bi'ibadihi khabiran basira. You are not like Allah. But look at Allah that has everything. Look at what He does. Inna rabbaka yabsutu ar-rizqa liman yasha'u Allah gives his sustenance, his wealth, his riches to whoever he desires. And he opens it up to them. Wayakdir, Allah also goes to some people and limits his wealth to them. إِنَّهُ كَانَ بِإِبَادِهِ Allah, بِإِبَادِهِ with respect to his own slaves and servants, خَبِيرًا, he is well informed. بَصِيرًا, he is seeing them clearly. So he knows what to give them and what not to give them. This is Allah's Father that is saying, مَا إِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَدُ وَمَا إِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاكِنْ Whatever is with you will finish. So he's asking you to be careful. Allah has all, but will he give everything that everybody needs? Say, وَيَكْدِرْ Allah in another place said, وَلَوْ بَسْتَ الرِّزْقَ لِإِبَادِهِ لَبَقَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَكِنْ يُنَزِّلُ بِقَدْرِ مَا يَشَاءُ إِنَّهُ خَبِيرٌ بَصِيرٌ So if Allah was to give everybody everything that they want on earth, لَبَقَوْ then they will wreak havoc on earth. They will wreak destruction on earth. You can see some people, just small change in their hand, they gather riffraffs to be their, what do you call them, these radicals, to be following them about, talks, and if they are coming, if you don't take time, they will just follow you on the road. Look at some of these rich men, just, they buy cars, so much money for their children, and their children take it somewhere else, they say they are racing, speeding, destroying the car, when their relatives have nothing to eat. This is a light Allah is asking you to see. That's what it is if Allah gives it everything to everybody. In another place, in hadith, the Prophet is saying, Walau Allah is saying in a holy hadith, Walau anna awwalakum wa akhirakum wa jinnakum wa insakum kamu ala sa'idin wahidin fasa'aluni mas'alatahum fa'ataytu kullu wahidin mas'alatahum ma yankusu zalika ma indi illa kama yankusu al-mihiyatu ila iza urkhil al-bahar. Allah is saying that if everybody, all of you, go to one place, whatever you want, ask. And I give everybody what he has. He said, Ma nakasa zalika ma indi. In my mulk, it does not go, it's not going to reduce anything in my kingdom. If it reduces, if you think it can reduce, imagine if you take a needle, put it inside water. Whatever it takes out of it, when you remove it, that's what it takes. So it's not that Allah cannot give. But Allah is telling you that he will not give because if he gives, you are going to misuse it. And then, why do you think Allah makes some people poor and makes some people rich? Makes some people to be dependent, makes some people to be interdependent. So we can continue to live a life. Because Allah said, وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا If Allah wants us to be going about, he doesn't want you to do something that will make you to go and sit down. Patak Uda in your house. It's meant for you to be going about. That's why Allah sometimes will make you don't have money. If you don't have money, what are you going to do? You go and look for work. You will now serve somebody else who has money and he will give you his money. Even a rich man that is a businessman, the biggest businessman that all of us know here is who? Dangote. Dangote is still looking for money. Why? So that he can serve other people. If Allah just gave him money without a means, there is no means. He just sat down, he just woke up and saw big money in front of him that he can spend anyhow. He wouldn't work. Then he wouldn't have to serve people. You find out that Dangote is much more hardworking than most of us that are here. He is in the plane, he is going here, he is going there. He's coming down here. He doesn't have time for it. He's just trying because he wants to have more money. He doesn't want to come down from what he is. He's still spending. He's still giving his zakah. He's still being good to people. But he doesn't want to come down. The same thing you find a carpenter is there. All he knows how to do is carpentry. So Dangote wants to build a school. He needs carpenters. He has to go to him. You want to eat food. There's no food. You have to go to the market to the person selling. Here we have Albabello. He's very rich. He's a businessman. He sells all building products. You need building material, you have to go to him. He needs money, he has to come to you. That's why the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if you want to buy something, go to the market. Because the marriage will be done there. The one that is selling is there. You that you want to buy, go to the person that wants to sell. Don't sit down in your house and ask someone that didn't tell you he's selling, come and give me. Go to where it is being sold. If you go there, if they are selling costly to you, you will know. If they are not selling costly to you, you will know, because the prices are similar. So that's why Allah is telling you, Inna Rabbaka absolu rizqa liman yasha'u wa yaqdir. Allah that has everything, he gives to this person and he will restrict on this person. Tomorrow the one that he gives, he can go back and restrict on him. And tomorrow the one that he did not, he restricted on, he can go on and make plenty for him. That's why if you have patience, Allah can change things for you. Look at the Prophet. When he has, he gives. When he doesn't have, he has patience. You too learn that. Know that if you don't have, then you said that is the end of life. It is not. Allah can give you everything you need, but this is not the place for it. This is the place for examination. When you go to the hereafter, you don't have to ask. Whatever is in your mind, as it is coming inside your mind, you are seeing it in front of you. So what is it? Allah has everything. If not, look at the amount of energy that we are seeing in the sun. How much of it can we use? Little. If Allah can have such energy down that we are not able to use 1% of it, what do you think Allah has here for you in the hereafter? Innahu kana bi ibadi khabir. Innahu bi ibadi khabirun basir. Allah is looking. He has information as to what his servants need and what he does not need. He has information and is constantly looking at him.
ولا تقتلوا أولادكم خشية إملاق نحن نرزقهم وإياكم إن قتلهم كان خطأ كبيرا
ولا تقتلوا أولادكم خشية إملاق نحن نرزقهم وإياكم إن قتلهم كان خطأً كبيرا. Allah is saying, I have finished talking to you of how you spend your money, and I've told you when you are poor, I'm the one that make it wayakdir. Therefore, ولا تقتلوا أولادكم خشية إملاق. Don't kill your children in fear of poverty, in fear of butlicking poverty. Nan narzukuhum, we are the ones that will sustain them and give them wealth. We yakum, just like we are the one sustaining you and giving you wealth. Inna katlahum, killing them kana khit'an, for sure is a misplaced step, a great fault, kabiran, very great. Here, the Arabs, in those days, they buried their daughters, both the rich and the poor. وَإِذَا الْمَعُودَةِ السُّئِلَتْ بِأَيْزَنْ بِنْ كُتِلَتْ. The day where, when the ones that were buried alive will be unuttered and asked, for what sins were they buried? Why? خَشْيَةَ إِمْلَاكْ. Somebody will sit down, I'm a salary earner, plan. This is how much I need to pay my one child's school fees. This is how much I need for this. This is how much I need for this. Therefore, I don't want to have more children. What if a child comes and is pregnant? Go and remove it. Killing is different from dying. There are two different things. Katla is not the same thing as maut. Allah has a building. This building of Allah, after he puts it down, he puts life into the building. And you can now see the building is full of life. If somebody comes and destroys this building, then whoever is inside is forced to leave to go out. That one did not die naturally. But if the person inside dies, the building is still there. That's why the Prophet said, Mal'unun man hadama bina'ullahi. This one is caused, the one that destroy the building of Allah. The human being, when it's time for him to die, the body is still intact. It is his soul that has reached its end, and Allah will just remove it. He was not killed. But if he was killed, the soul was there when the body was destroyed, and the soul couldn't stay there because the body is not fit for it to stay and had to leave. There are two different things. If you are in a house, God forbid bad things, suddenly the house catches fire. You have to run away. This is different from you are in a house, then there is another house now, you are packing to go there. Either because the house is now bad, is where it is time for you to leave this house to another house. That's why when Allah is taking, somebody dies. If he's killing, you destroy the body that make the soul not to be habitable in that body. Maybe you shoot him at the chest, maybe you cut his head, maybe it's an accident. If this killing is deliberate, you are going to pay for it. Because it's the building of Allah. وَلَا تَقْلُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ حَشَةَ إِمْلَاكُ. This, your children, Allah himself, he said in another place, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ رِزْقٍ وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ يُطْعِمُونَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ. I'm not desiring you to feed your children for me. نَعْنَرْزُقُهُمْ. These children that are coming to you, their sustenance is in my hand. I will give it to you. Give it to them. وَإِيَّاكُمْ. The one that is still for you, I'm still going to give it to you. إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ الْمَتِينُ. Allah is the one that has wealth to sustain. And the wealth is big, thick, and it's so deep. It's not something you can... In another place in the Quran, Allah is saying, قُلْ تَعَالَوْ أَتْلُوا مَا حَرَمَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَيْكُمْ أَلَّا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ مِنْ إِمْلَاكٍ نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكُمْ وَإِيَّاهُمْ. It is reversed. It's a huge difference between that verse and this verse, even though they look the same. That one, he said, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ مِنْ إِمْلَاكٍ نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكُمْ وَإِيَّاهُمْ. This one is saying, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ خَشْيَةَ إِمْلَاكٍ نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُهُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ. There Allah is saying, here Allah is saying, you are afraid of poverty, it has not yet come. Because you are just the one who sat down and said, my salary or the amount I have, I can take care of two children, not more than that. I can do this, I can do that. Because of that, I can't take care of any more child. Then immediately you see your child coming, you don't want him to come to the world. Remember, Fa, you came to the world. Or you went to bury your child. Here, because you are expecting that you are not going to be able to do it, that's why Allah is saying, that your child, I'm the one who has a sustenance, not you. But وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ مِنْ إِمْلَاكٍ. Don't kill your children out of poverty, which means you are already in poverty. If you are already in poverty, Allah said, not even your child, even you, I will sustain you. Continue to hold your head high. Don't because of poverty kill your child or kill yourself. So the other one, is a poor. This one is one who thinks that he will become poor if he has more children. All of us, we hear of this owner of iPhone, Steve Jobs. We hear of him. He died as what? Billionaire. Do you know his father? His father is a Muslim. A Syrian. A Muslim. A Syrian. Who gave birth to Steve Jobs and told the wife that he cannot take care of the child's education. And gave him into adoption, gave him to Jobs to adopt. Allah said, نَرْزُقُهُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ. We will give them their sustenance. Maybe it will even come to you. Because you have not seen the child. So allow him. He gave him into Jobs for adoption. Job trained him and brought him up. He came to develop the Mac, iPhone, iPad, all this, has so much billions, but was, because he's also not a Muslim, he was taking it against his father. He refused to even have anything to do with the father. He said, my father abandoned me and gave me up to somebody else. Why would he say he needs me now? The father is still living. But the sister from that father, he was relating to him. He was relating to her and assisting her. I recognize you as a sister, you have no fault, but I can't forgive my father for giving me out when I know I have a father. It's also wrong, because he has brought you to the world. Do you want to die? You don't want to, which means you are grateful that you have been brought to the world. So this is what Allah is telling us here. Don't say you are killing your children. I'm not going to have children because I'm afraid of. Allah is not saying continue having children if you can maintain. But if you, there is a sign that you are going to have a child, have the child. Inna katlahum kana khit'an kabira. Khata'u is mistake. Khit'an is deliberate mistake. But it's taken from which word? Khuta. Steps. Taking step. The step that you take wrongly becomes khata'un. Because Satan will make you to take step wrongly. Then he said, he has taken a wrong step. When a student is doing calculation, he came to a place, say, here you took a wrong step. That's been a khit'an. You have taken a very wrong step, kabiran, that far away from what is correct. Well, these children are supposed to be a blessing to you. Maybe that child is going to become president of his country tomorrow. Obasanjo's father is very poor. He himself, he said, he couldn't even wear a shoe on the leg. He was struggling and the father was struggling, but look, he ended up being president of this country. You don't know what the child is going to become. So, the people in those days, they were not Muslims. They were not taught by this Western education. They have common sense. When they have a child, they say, go to Susia, what will this child become? Because they know that the child can become somebody tomorrow. They don't throw the child away. And in destruction of this child, Allah is going to tell us what ways make people to destroy their children. There are several ways. Allah will tell us now. Now, Allah, the Prophet ﷺ said, don't go to soothsayers again. Because soothsayers, some of them are correct, some of them are right. They mix good with right. For man, in kuluhia ilaya na hustama nafru min aljinni wa kawlu inna samina kura ajaban yahadi ila rishdi wa nabihi wa lam nashirka bihi rabbina ahadan wa inna hu ta'ala jadu rabbina matala sahibatan wa lawatan wa inna hu kana akulu sabihuna ala la shatta wa inna zanana allan takulla al-insu wa jinnu ala kazban wa inna hu kana rijal min al-insu ya'uzna bi rijal min aljinni fahadum wa haqon fa inna nahu zannu kama zannantumu an la yab'asa allahu ahadan. This is it. Because whatever they tell you, don't believe in it. Then what do? We are going to have children. We don't have money. We know we are poor. What do we do? Do what the Prophet Lama asked you to do. If the child comes to you, first of all, thank Allah. Call it. Take the child. Be happy Allah has given you. On the right hand, make azan. Call him to Allah. On the left hand, make him to stand for Allah. Make ikama. Then you leave him. Go and look. What do I want this my child to be? I want him to be popular like Anabi Ibrahim. Give him Ibrahim. I want him to be praiseworthy like the Prophet. Give him Muhammad. I want him to be loved by everybody. Give him Haruna. What you want your child to be, look for the name. Give him. The Prophet has given us guarantee. Allah will assist you in that. So what do you want again? It's better than for you to do this than to do other things. And the ways that make people to have illegitimate children that you want to abandon, Allah is also going to tell us. So may Allah assist all of us. Whichever children He gave us, may Allah give us the sustenance to look after them. Jail Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. See you after.
This person wants to know whether having a recitation, I think Zuhur is referring to, he says Sahur. I think it's Zuhur. He wants to know the consequence of that. Reading aloud.
almost all Nafi, all prayers in the daytime you don't read aloud. Then Zuhur specifically and Asr specifically, you don't read aloud in the first two surahs. If you read aloud by mistake, then you correct it after you finish by doing Sajdat al-Ba'di for increasing in the Salah. If you do that deliberately, that is between you and God.
This person wants to know if someone lied that whether the fasting is still valid for a liar.
Your fasting is valid, but make istighfar from Allah and stop lying.
Assalamu alaikum. Please, if you, this person wants to know for somebody that abused another person, whether the fasting is still valid too.
The fasting is there, but abusing people is like you are eating their meat. So don't abuse people. The Prophet is not the habit of the Prophet. You are taking the habit of somebody else that is not your leader.
This person wants to know if somebody is fasting and sleeping at the same time. These are from children.
If somebody is fasting and sleeping, there is no sin on him. Because the time he is sleeping, he is not committing any sin.
I don't know. This one is from adult. Somebody is fasting and sleeping and he releases whether the fasting is still valid.
His fasting is intact, but if you go and take his bath, that's all.
This person wants to, if someone is not praying and fasting, will he have reward of the fast?
He has reward of his fast and he has the sin of his not praying. Waqimu salata wa atu zakata. You are supposed to pray. You are supposed to give zakah. Wasawm Ramadan kutiba alaykum siyam is written on you. If you fast and you don't, but prayer is more incumbent than fasting. Prayer comes before fasting. But if you refuse to do it, it is difficult for you to enter paradise without going to hell first. Because the first thing that is going to be asked on Day of Judgment for all Muslims is about their Salah. So Salah Imaduddin is one that is holding the religion up.
This person wants to know if he's practicing one mazhab and he sees in some other instance, a particular action that is easier for him, whether it's allowable.
Mazhab are not compulsory in Islam, but they are standards for ease of the community. For example, now all of us are in APU. We have our emblem. That all of us use the emblem is easy. There are standards that we have adopted. Standards make things easy. You have cars. This one is using number 13, number 14, but it's not compulsory. If somebody now is, say, manufacturer, build a car for me, put tire number 11 that does not exist, he will make it for him. But the difficulty there is that he will be different from other people. And when you are different from other people, it does not make you to blend. People will start looking at you in another manner. So what you are doing before, if it is not wrong, it's better to do it if that's what the crowd or the congregation is doing. But if it is difficult for you because of one thing or the other, then it's not compulsory on you in the first instance. Mazhab is not compulsory on you in the first instance. But it is, the Prophet always recommends that be with the congregation. Whatever they are doing, be with them.
This person wants to know whether kissing and hugging a female during fasting, whether the fasting is still valid.
It is haram for you to kiss and hug a woman that is not your wife. Not whether in fasting or outside fasting.
This person wants to know whether someone that is going to Islam here and not praying, will he enter paradise?
The issue of entering paradise is for Allah, is not for us. But if you are going to Islamia, you are taught how to pray, how to do things. practice what you have been taught. If not, you'll be like an engineer who cannot repair anything, and nobody will come to you.
This person wants to know whether a woman can remove a pregnancy before the soul is blown to the fetus.
He can remove if the doctors advise him that he is in danger of carrying it. If not, he has no reason to.
This person wants to know your opinion about destiny, whether it can change, and what changes it.
Destiny is a very difficult thing to talk about. Ulamas are afraid to talk about it, and we, the students, we are also afraid to talk about it. Just know that Allah has predestined things. If, for example, the worst I can see happening to a person is you find out that you are a bastard. Because if you find out you are a bastard, it's very horrifying. Will I enter paradise or not? Just find good people and be with good people for the rest of your life. Allah can use that to assist you. But don't start questioning this about predestination or not that. You yourself, you have chicken behind your house. You take one, you slaughter. Who says you have offended him? You are a slave of Allah. If he throws you into hell, you are a slave. If he throws you into paradise, you are a slave. You be begging Allah where do you want to go and leave it for Allah.
This person wants to know whether if somebody tells another person, I think it's issue about trust, telling somebody something in trust and he exposes it, whether it is sinful.
It's a very big sin. Because to start with, you have taken a name that the Prophet doesn't want to come close to. Anybody who is not trustworthy can never even take the name of Muhammad al-Amin. To be trustworthy is very important, and there are several places the Quran has talked about it. So let us be very careful. If you can't, before you take trust, ask yourself if you can take it. If you know you can take it, then take the trust, but add to it inshallah. So that you don't end up not being able to take it and you are at fault. But if somebody has confided in you, don't tell yourself. Let alone tell somebody else. You know what? How you don't tell yourself? Don't think about, he said this, he said this, so he's like this. Like, don't even tell yourself. Sheikh Ibrahim Niyazi said, secret with me is like a document you give me, and I put inside your box, I lock it, and the key I threw inside the sea. So that is it. Let's learn to follow people. Because anybody that trusts you, the Prophet said in the hadith, he said, Al Mustashawiru Mutamanun. The one that is advised is sought, is trusted. Even somebody comes to seek your advice on something secret, don't tell anybody. Somebody can come and tell you, you know something very bad. What did you do that is bad? Say, he stole that thing. Even if he is now caught and they ask you to bear witness, don't bear witness. Don't bear witness. Because he told you in trust. It's between you and God. Let them go and look for another witness, but not you.
This one, he says, if somebody does something to another person and the person, the action is committed to, said he will not forgive the person. That will Allah forgive the person for the sin?
If you wrong somebody else and you know you wrong him, the wrong can be at three levels. It can be a wrong that is very easy for you to tell him, this person, I did this to you, please forgive me. It can be a wrong that the person you did it to, you don't even see him again to tell him. It can be a wrong that you cannot tell the person. For example, you stole somebody's money. You don't have the money to return to him. And you know that even if you have the money to return to him, how do you return it to him? These people that take people's wives, you take somebody's, you go and commit zina. How do you go and tell the person? All these ones, that between you and Allah, make tawbah and intend that you will not go back to it as long as the milk that has been taken from the udder of a cow will not go back inside the udder. This is what the Prophet ﷺ said. Whoever abandons sins and said, I'm not going to sin as long as milk that has been made from the udder of an animal does not go back to it. I nearly want to promise him that he has paradise. Yeah, repent to Allah. Continue to do good work. When you come to the person, said, you know, we have been living for long. We have been interacting for long. There are things I may have done you that you don't know. And I don't know the way the world is. Sometimes I get sick, sometimes I don't. Sometimes I travel. I could die without asking, please forgive me. If I ever did anything to you. And normally a close person says, you have done me anything. You have not done anything to me. Whatever, I forgive you. If that's what you want to hear. That's all. But if somebody that you ask for forgiveness on something you know you can ask him, sorry, Pa, I was one who did this. Kindly forgive me. I will never forgive you. You have done your own. You continue to do good between you and Allah. Anytime you see him, continue to do good to him. On day of judgment, Allah can pay for you.
This person wants to know whether somebody that swallows small toothpaste while brushing, whether the fasting is still intact.
Anytime it's like you swallow saliva or you swallow all this, the best thing, try to avoid all those things. But anything you swallow by mistake, your fasting is there. This is what the ulamas have said. Even if you drink by mistake, your fasting is there. If you eat by mistake, your fasting is there. But after Ramadan, try to replace it.
The last one we'll take. This person wants to know those that are strong and heavy that takes to baking as a business. He wants to know your opinion about this.
Wa amma sa'ila fala tanhar. Allah said, people that are begging, don't scold them. Just we have just passed now. If somebody comes and is begging, if you have nothing to give him, wa qulu lahu qawlan maysura. Tell him nice words, let him go. What everybody is in, you don't know. You may see somebody is strong. He is begging. Maybe Allah puts him there as a test for you. Leave him. Don't say, why are you always begging? If he's close to you and he's really, you can say, I see you have money. Why don't you try to stop begging? You can advise. But if he doesn't stand, anytime he comes to you, if you have, give. If you don't have, don't give. Are you not grateful to God that you are not the one that Allah has made subjected to be asking people? Allah can subject you, are the one asking people. It's not what these ignorant people in government, these Western scholars, educated people are saying, begging, Al-Majri, stop them. Where? Who said so? Begging is going on because of the injustice that is being done by the same people. And nobody begs more than rich people. Nobody steals more than rich people. Nobody begs more than educated people. They form an association right here. We want aid. We want assistance. We want this. Is this not begging? If somebody comes to you to beg, we just talk about the Prophet, how somebody come to his house to ask, did he send him away? Huh? Are you better than the Prophet? If you see somebody on the road begging, if you can give him, give him. If you can't give him, go away. If you want to stop begging, go take those people. Take their children and train them. You have stopped begging. The beggar will end up with them, not their children. But you're not assisting, you're not doing anything, you're just saying, you don't want this, you don't want this. But you have never come out to say that today you don't want anybody to be an armed robber. If somebody was to call, bring his gun to you, what are you going to do? Quickly you give him. This one comes and says, give me money for me to take to Allah for you. You say you're not giving him. Any beggar is taking your money to Allah. It's Allah that said, man dhal ladhi yuqridu Allah qardan hasana. Who will give me a loan? It's Allah that says so. So let us be very careful in saying something is haram. Allah did not say it is haram. وَلَا تَكُولُوا لِمَا تَصِفُ أَلْسِنَتِكُمْ كَذِبًا هَذَا حَلَالٌ وَهَذَا حَرَامٌ لِتَفْتَرُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبَ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَفْتَرُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبَ لَا يُفْلِحُونَ. He will never prosper people that are doing those things. May God forgive all of us. May God accept our Ramadan. May God count us among those that are forgiven in this month. Among those that has been emancipated from hell. Among those that will enter paradise. May Allah tabaraka ta'ala reward our ulama. May He reward all those that have had hand in training all of us. May Allah bring safety and security to this our country. May He increase the wealth of this country. May He return us back to opulence. May He bring orderliness to our country. All those that are assisting Islam, may Allah assist them. All those that are trying to weaken Islam, may Allah weaken them. May Allah bring Muslims together and strengthen them. بجاه المستفى صلى الله عليه وسلم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق والحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره ومقداره العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.